News Radio WTAM 1100. Let's catch up with Mark Bona, a Cleveland Plain dealer. Cleveland.com writes on restaurant, beer, and a bunch of other things each and every week, and kind of catching our eye on a few stories to spend some time on this morning. Mark, good morning to you.
Hey, Bill.
Okay, new year. Let's go with something new, and let's head to Geneva. Tell me about the Black Door Tavern.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good news stories today. Black Door Tavern is set to open this month as of Friday, January 21st, a little over a week from now. Interesting story. Gene Seigel owns a South River Vineyard, so he's got wine covered, and he owns Red Eagle Distillery. He's got spirits. Now he's opening Black Door Tavern, and his concept, he's saying, he was telling me it's really aiming to be a tasting bar in the wine region. I think this is really important because there has been a boom in the wineries in the northeastern nook of the state. And with that, though, you will see restaurants follow. And we have a little bit of a dearth of good restaurants in that area. So it's nice to see him come along with this. It's also neat that all three of his places are within walking distance. They're on the same, what he called, campus. So you can have a drink at one, walk over to the other, see the grounds, and have three very different experiences. And the house, it really is a house where Black Door Tavern is going in on his property. It was built in the 1890s. A lot of history there. It used to be a speakeasy and used to be a brothel, believe it or not. So he's got a lot of history there. And a very small but well-culled menu. So I'm looking forward to this one. So good drinks, good food. Black Door Tavern set to open in Geneva on Friday, January 21st.
6202 South River Road. Good luck to them. Always good to see somebody opening. All right, we got some great recognition for our friends out at Edwin's. This from the New York Times, right?
Yeah, this was neat. Edwin's has really been garnering some national hat tips. The Washington Post did a huge takeout on them several weeks ago. Now the New York Times is including Edwin's on a very special list. Now, Edwin's is the fine dining French restaurant in Shaker Square that Brandon Krastowski owns. He hires recently incarcerated individuals, trains them in the culinary industry, very, very extremely low recidivism rate, so he clearly is doing something right.
Yep.
The New York Times is out with a list of 52 places for a changed world. This is a very smart travel list. Only 13 places on this list are in the United States, and Edwin's is the only one in Ohio. I think it was a really nice hat tip for them, and a very eclectic list. I mean, they've got the tiny town of Humboldt, Kansas on there for revitalization they're doing with eclectic businesses, and they've got an African-American neighborhood that's really up and coming with some very positive news and businesses in the Milwaukee area as well. So a really cool list, another hat tip for Brandon Krastowski and the folks of Edwin's. And, of course, he opened Edwin's, too, a little over a year ago in the same complex. So Edwin's doing a bang-up job and getting a little national love from the New York Times.
Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with me. Great positive stories on the restaurant front this week. Okay, one other area, and you touched on wine earlier with the new opening there in Geneva with Black Door Tavern, as far as the number of wineries, vineyards, if you will, that we have that we're blessed with in Ohio, and especially Northeast Ohio. And with that in mind, some great recognition from some people for what we're doing with the Ohio Wine Producers Association, right?
Yeah, this was excellent. You know, Daniela Winchell might not be a household name for a lot of people, but she is the executive director, the longtime executive director for the Ohio Wine Producers Association, really has been a tireless advocate for wine in Ohio. And Wine Industry Advisor has included her on a list of most inspiring people in the industry. 10 people. It encompasses some winery owners, a journalist, several educators, and others. And they put Daniela on the list. They gave her a really nice tribute this year. The list just came out. And it really is good, and it's very well deserved. Daniela has done quite a bit. Of course, the flagship event for the Ohio Wine Producers Association has been Vintage Ohio. That's been going on since 1978. She has been running that since then and has done nothing but raise the status of that and has been just great in promoting it. Her big challenge is trying to convince people that, you know, Ohio, don't think of Ohio as just, as she says, sweet jelly jarred jam type wines. There's some good dry varietals being made. The vineyards are doing a nice job. They're getting better. And she has really done a nice job being an advocate for Northeast Ohio Winery. So a nice hat tip for Daniela Winchell, the head of the Ohio Wine Producers Association.
Good story. A lot of good positive stuff on the restaurant front this week. Mark Bona writing about all of it, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter at mbona30. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.